Welcome to the third podcast of Rounded Well. This episode will address things that have gone on during the week, along with things I learned that are worthwhile to be shared on this podcast. So, during this week, I had a really hectic week this past week, and it was hard. I had a science quiz on Tuesday, a math test on Wednesday, a Latin quiz on Thursday, and a Spanish test on Friday. And it wasn't that they were showing us mercy that there was nothing on Monday. It was Memorial Day, so we didn't have school. So a lot of kids struggle with the same problems that I had. They're overwhelmed, and they don't know how to handle these problems, and they don't know how to manage their time. So there are a couple things that helped me, that really helped me manage my time, and one of them is called a laser. A laser is pretty simple. All you do is you take a piece of paper, you write the date, and you write laser. You underline it, and then you write down a list of tasks, that you have to do. At the top, you write the ones that are the least important, and at the bottom, the ones that are most important. And you just go down the list. I think that just doing that helps so much, because you see the list, and you're like, oh, that's not too bad. And it really helps just by writing all your problems down. But at the same time, you want to find something that helps you individually, not just that what works for other people. So what might work for me, the laser, might not work for other people. So just because I do it doesn't mean you have to do it. You should be able to find your own way to study and manage your time and to get rid of procrastination, because that's going to be the one thing that's going to hold you back as you get older and older. The other thing is remembering to keep the right mindset. Keep the growth mindset. Remember that middle school and high school and college, they're all there to teach you. They're not there to take you down, to make you want to quit. They're there for you to learn. So just keep that growth mindset. Want to learn more. Accept the challenges, embrace them, and be ready to face them on and do them. So this is a more broad thing. Vaping versus smoking. So imagine this scene. I'm walking home from school from the bus. It's a beautiful day out. I walk past my favorite coffee shop. I see people inside. You're joyful. You love it. The day, it's bright. You couldn't be happier. A good day at school. You're running around. But then you walk by a couple of boys, maybe look your age, maybe a year older, give or take. And they're sitting around each other. They're not talking, but they're passing something around. As you get closer, you realize that it's a vape. It's not a cigarette, it's a vape. So a lot of kids are attracted to vaping now. And the truth is, it's not good for you, and you can't listen to the commercials. Many commercials will say that it's better to vape than just quitting smoking, because vaping helps you get rid of the habit slower and slower, and you don't have to quit. You can just vape. However, the most popular and well-known vapes, like the company Juul, have just as much nicotine as cigarettes do. So really, it's nothing better for your health. It's the same. They're just advertising it as something better to help you get over your addiction. No, it's just addicting you to something else. And the smaller vape companies that produce other vapes that you buy in a smoke shop, they have so many unknown chemicals that are even worse for you. So the bottom line is kids and adults, watch what you're putting into yourselves. Don't just buy the commercials. Talk to a doctor. Listen to what health officials say. You got to be careful, because these companies like Juul, they just want to make money. They don't actually care about their customers' health. So last weekend, I went to see Solo, which is the movie about Han Solo. And the movie was superb, very entertaining, and kept me on the edge of my seat the entire time. And my favorite scene is when Han Solo meets Chewbacca. And it's a very heartwarming scene, and I really loved it. And I think all Star Wars fans, big or small, will love that scene. And I just want to talk about that theater that I was in to see this movie. It was at my friend's birthday party, and it was one heck of a theater. I came with my friend, and when we came in, we sat in these individual seats in the theater. So the seats came in twos, pretty much. And there was a blanket and a pillow at each seat connected. And I was wondering, like, why is this here? It's not like we're going to sleep. However, when I sat down, I realized to my left there were two buttons. I clicked one of them, and the seat started to recline behind me. I was like, whoa, this is so cool. And then the once after it reclined all the way back, the front started coming up, and soon I was lying all the way down. So I was like, ah, this is why they have the blanket and the pillow. And then on the table separating the two people sitting together, there's a little table, and on it was a button. Me and my friend and I looked at each other like, what does this button do? Someone said, oh, it calls the waiter. We're like, waiter? They're like, yeah, so you can order food during the movie. We're like, what? So we clicked it right before the movie started. We ordered food, and about a couple minutes in, half an hour into the movie, give or take, a waiter came, gave us our food, and came back down. So it was pretty awesome. You got to sit there eating your food while watching an amazing movie. And I think that was a one-time experience that I'm never going to forget. And they also had unlimited popcorn and soda, so that was pretty cool also. So I gave this movie 4 out of 5 stars. And I'm sorry to have sidetracked so much about the theater. It was amazing. So now we're going to be calling back EcoFreak 1. And this is going to be, this time, an interview about an article she recently posted on her blog, Saving the Planet today.wordpress.com, and it's about dogs and the effects that they have on humans. So welcome, Earth Helper 123.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so in your article about the effects dogs have on humans, you mentioned that having a dog lets the owner live a happier and longer life with less obesity. Is this because of the dogs, or is there some pure coincidence?
So, this really is not a coincidence at all. I mean, it might be, but it's mostly because of the dogs. The dogs, they're very social animals, and it helps lower blood pressure. And you don't even need to get a dog to benefit. You know, you can just be near them. And it has been proven by studies to lower stress and blood pressure. And, you know, by just petting a dog or stroked, you know, or speaking to it, it really relieves stress, and it helps a lot of people, as well as obesity, and it helps them, you know, socialize. Even though it's a dog, you know, they're very sociable and very loyal and friendly, and it helps them when, you know, people get social. They sometimes have better eating habits, and it can have a change to obesity in their life.
Do you think it might have anything to do with the fact that dogs like to run around, and maybe that gets their owners out more?
Yeah, so definitely. Like recently, I was just dog sitting a dog, and I realized how much you just get out there and you just explore your neighborhood or wherever you're living, and you just really, you get a lot of exercise. You know, you get in a great shape when you walk with the dog, and, you know, you go places, you explore the city or the countryside, like I said, wherever you're living, and it's amazing, even if you're just with your dog, it feels like you have a person with you, because dogs are really good company, and as I said, they're very social.
That's very interesting, and any potential owners looking to get the dog should listen to this. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that your aunt saved a mutt named Tara, who was abused by her owner. Yeah. How many dogs out there approximately go through this experience, and is there enough being done to help prevent these tragedies from occurring?
Yeah, so really, it's not even just dogs. It's going back to mice, rats, dogs, cats, rabbits, monkeys, birds. They're killed in laboratory experiments worldwide for chemical, drug, food, and cosmetics testing every year. And that's like 115 million animals. And a lot of them are dogs. And, you know, we can't forget the other animals. There's lots of animals that are out there being abused every year. And one thing, you know, about 3.2 million shelter animals are adopted each year. 1.6 million are dogs. But, you know, so people are helping, but really, to help this, you know, so the prison statement used to be 6 months in prison, and like, whoa, you're abusing a dog. Can you imagine being abused like that? So now they've changed it to 5 years in prison, and I'm glad about that, and I hope whoever listening agrees with me on this. And also, what you can do every day is just call 911 if it's a huge emergency, or contact, you know, animal neglect, or, you know, you need to do something about it, because it's becoming a huge issue, and there's not much being done, really.
So, would it be fair to say that there's not enough being done in the United States and in the world as a whole to protect dogs and animals in general from this kind of cruelty?
Yeah, like I said, there's really not anything going done. But Environment Secretary Michael Gove said the increase in the present 6 month sentence would need to combat cruelty. Because, like I said, it used to be 6 months, and Michael Gove helped change that to 5 years. So we should be thankful for him and everybody else that's trying to stop this.
So there has been some improvement, so it's getting better, right?
Yes, but not good enough. Like I said before, being abused, these wonderful pets, these wonderful creatures, dogs who are like man's best friend, as people say, are being abused, are being hurt, are being kicked at, are being hit. It's unbelievable, and there needs to be more being done. So I really hope everybody out there listening to this will try and make a difference and stop it if you see, and report to your local and state police department.
And when you visited your aunt in Tara, did you see any imprints on the dog Tara from her old life? Any fragileness, any being scared of certain people, anything like that?
Oh my gosh, yes. So whenever there was a man who was like pretty tall, sunglasses and a hat and a beard, she would like flip out. She would go into full whimpering, full barking, she literally, as my aunt described it, shrinking into this helpless dog, because she has the worst memories. And remember, she's only 2 years old, not even, she's almost 2 years old, and all her life she's been abused, and she's been rescued, so thank God she's going to live another happier life.
Terrible and a tragedy. Do you have any last words?
Yeah, like I said before, I can't say this enough times. If you witness or hear about animal abuse, animal neglect, or animal fight, you have to report to your local state police department or contact your animal control agency, the SPCA, and Humane Society. And like I said before, this needs to be stopped. This needs to be solved.
Thank you, EcoFreak1, and check out the full article on her blog, savingtheplanettoday.wordpress.com. That's savingtheplanettoday.wordpress.com. So, now there's going to be a book review, so, like every week. So this week's book review is, drumroll please, The Firm by John Grisham. And this book has an intricate and a well-built plot. And no lies, this book kept me up till 11 o'clock one night. That's when I was finishing the book, and it was amazing. And this book is an amazing read for any avid mystery or life on the run type readers. And I give this book 5 out of 5 stars. That's all for this episode. Please check iTunes for any more episodes coming out. Thank you.